Good afternoon. Which start na? Dili na nato umlatong tumong lain. Eh, sunod na naghihapon sila. So anyway, I see a lot of familiar faces who also attended the earlier sessions. So I won't make an introduction of who we represent. So since is everyone in attendance today a survivor, or are there attendees here now who are actually supporters or family members with breast cancer, with relatives who have breast cancer? Okay, so I think your attendance here today is very important, because this is something that we ignore sometimes when we learn that we have breast cancer or any type of cancer. Parang the most difficult thing to do is how to actually tell our loved ones, especially your family, di ba? So, welcome, because this is the session for all of us. Because I myself am a daughter of a breast cancer survivor. So this will make things easier for us to tell our loved ones. So, before we introduce our speaker, I'd just like to call on our moderator for today, or for this session. He actually needs no introduction. He's one-third of the very popular, I think they're an icon, legend in the music industry, the Apo Hiking Society. He's a musician. I also saw his comments on Twitter, so he's some sort of an activist. And he's an educator, a workshop motivator, a producer, and most especially, a husband of a survivor. So let us all welcome our moderator for this session, Mr. Jim Paredes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here. Ilan ditong survivors, can you raise your hands, or relatives of survivors? You're hoping to survive. Okay, that's very good. Very good attitude. I'm here to introduce our speaker, who is going to talk about something really important. Kasi, you know, cancer is not something that happens in a vacuum. Diba? Lahat tayo, meron tayong mga minamahal, meron tayong mga kapatid, asawa, nanay, tatay, at lahat, mga kaibigan, at lahat yan, eh, kailangan masabihan kapag nagkakaroon tayo ng cancer, no? So, our speaker is quite knowledgeable about the topic. She is a management consultant by profession for the last 26 years. She is also a metaphysical and industrial psychologist. She has been helping cancer patients and cancer support groups for 17 years. Dami na experience mo, no? And she also has people who have lost their jobs, war veterans, and people who need to see that there's still something in them that they can have meaningful lives. In other words, she is a bringer of hope. She lifts the spirits of a lot of people. So I think it is important that we hear from her, and she will be talking about breaking the news about cancer to family and friends. So ladies and gentlemen, hindi ko na patatagalin, Dr. Karen De La Cruz.
Actually, this topic is quite tough. This is one of the toughest challenges that Cara gave me. Typically, she would invite me to talk about being a sense of hope and so on and so forth. And this is the first time I'm being invited by a concern to talk about this particular topic. Years ago, I talked about it, but it was more directed to children. How do you tell your kid? But there's a lot to say about this. And I think it's also significant to know how many have been newly diagnosed,